The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Dov Lev.
We are now learning Simin Pei Zayin of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, the halachas of Shabbos that relate to animals. Halacha Aleph. Ksiv, it says in Parshas Mishpatim, L'man yanuach shorcha v'chamarecha, in order that your ox and donkey should rest. Hare ki hizhira ha-Torah shegam ha-behema she-Yisrael tenuach. The Torah warns us that even the animal of a Jew must rest on Shabbos. For lo behema belvad, this does not merely apply to animals, ela kol bale chayim, but all living creatures. Ulachain aser lahaniach lebehemto shetotzi eza masa. Therefore, it would be forbidden for a person to allow his animal to carry any load. She'afilu yotza me'eler l'rishis harabim v'otzia masa, because even if the animal goes out by itself to a public domain carrying a load, avar hu aleha al mitzvus ase shotara, the owner of the animal would be in violation of a positive commandment of the Torah. V'af davar shehu lo l'noi, even something which is an element of beauty for the animal, mikol makam havi masa, it is still going to be considered a load. Avodava shehu lerefuasa, but an article which is healing the animal, kimo eged she'al ha'amaka, for example, a bandage that is on a wound, muteres lotzes bo, the animal is permitted to go out with it. V'chein davar shehitzricha l'shmirasa, the same would apply to anything that is needed for the protection of the animal. Havilo kimo malbush la'adam, so that would be like a garment for a person. Umuteres lotzes bo, and the animal is permitted to go out with it. V'ach mashehu rak l'shmira yisera, but something which is considered excessive guarding of the animal, usur, that would be forbidden. It has to be something which is normal and appropriate for this type of animal. V'chein davar shebehema zu einu nishmeres bezeh, and similarly, something that this animal is not going to be guarded with it, even though another animal, it would be a sufficient protection of it. Havi la legavi behema zu masa fi aser. So in regard to this animal, where the protection is insufficient, so this that the animal is going out with would be considered a load, and therefore it would be forbidden for the owner to allow the animal to go out with it into a Rishus Harabim. Halacha Beis discusses various types of animals and what would be considered sufficient protection for when the animal goes out on Shabbos. We pointed out that if the animal goes out with something extra, it would be a violation of L'man Yanuach, and therefore the owner must make sure that the animal is only going out with protective elements which are appropriate for that particular animal. Now, there are two types of restraining ropes that are tied to the mouth of the animal. One is called the afsar, and the other is the resen. They are essentially the same, except the resen provides even better protection than does the afsar. So, the Kitzur tells us, hasus, a horse, yotzer ba'afsar o beresen. The horse can go out with either an afsar or a resen. either of them are appropriate for a horse. Avolo bishneim, but it may not go out with both of them, since it's not necessary. Of course, if it would be necessary, then it would be permissible. Umutar lichroch chevel ha'afsar saviv l'tzavara, it is permissible to wind the rope of the afsar around the neck of the animal, v'seitzei bo, and to have it go out like that, rak shiye karuch b'rifyon k'tzas, but it should be wrapped around not so tightly, kidei sheyucho lahachnis yodo mehera, so that the caretaker of the animal could very quickly put his hand within it, bein hakricha l'tzavara, between the winding of the rope and the animal's neck, kidei lamashcha, in order to pull it, imtertzu lehishamet, if the animal wants to escape. In other words, the only justification to wrap the rope around the neck of the animal is if it somehow can be used for protection of the animal. But if the rope is tied so tightly that it would be difficult for the caretaker to put his hand in between the animal's neck and the rope, so then that would not qualify as any form of shmira. Umutar letautel ha'afsar v'lit no'aleh, the afsar is permissible to move and to place it on the animal, ubilvad shelo yishoin alav, as long as he doesn't rest on it, mishum, meaning on the animal, mishum de'asar lismech b'shabbos al ba'ochai, because the rule is one is not allowed to put their weight on Shabbos on any living creature. Avo hachamor lo yetzei beresen shel barzel, however, the donkey may not go out with an iron resen, lefi shezehu l'shmira yisera etzah hachamor, because for the donkey this is excessive. Vishar upara she'enon tzrichen shimur, and as far as the ox and the cow that do not require protection at all because they won't run away, asurim lotzeis bechevel saviv l'tzavaram, they do not go out with a rope that is wrapped around the neck, ela im regilin levroach, unless they are animals, these particular animals are those that are accustomed to running away. Im kasha chevel b'fi hasus, if a rope is tied into the mouth of a horse, hareze masa, so this would be considered a load, b'fi she'ena mishtamer bo, because it does not guard the animal, shehu nishmat mipiv, because it would fall out of his mouth. Ve'ena doma la'afsar, and it's not similar to the afsar, shehu kashur b'roshoy, which is tied to its head, and therefore it would not fall off. So, in order for an article to be considered permissible for the animal to go out with it, it has to be providing a sufficient shmirah for the animal, and it can't be something that's going to fall off, and in which case it's not really protecting the animal from running away. Halacha Gimel deals with the mardoas. The mardoas is a special cushion or cloth that is put in the place of the saddle on the back of the animal. The purpose is so that the animal should remain warm even in cold temperature. So, the halacha is, sus, a horse, v'chein shar behemos, as well as other animals, lo yetzu b'mardos, may not go out on Shabbos into a rishus harabim with a mardos. V'af hachamor yotze b'mardos, however, the donkey would be permitted to go out with a mardos, shelo yiskorer, so that it should not get cold and get sick from the cold, mipnei shetivo lehiskarer, because its nature is to catch cold very quickly. V'im kosher lo hamardas me'erev Shabbos, if the mardas is tied to the animal's back already from Friday, mutar sheyetze bo b'Shabbos, then it is mutter for any animal to go out with the mardas in Shabbos, shemalbu shohu, because then it is like its garment. Aval im eino keshur lo, but if it is not tied to the animal from before Shabbos, lo yetzei ba, then the animal is not allowed to go out with the mardas. Gzera shema tipo me'alav, with concern, there's a decree out of a concern that it would fall off the animal. Vivieno biado, and he would carry it home with his hands. So the issue of the mardas is not really so that the animal doesn't come to do malacha, but rather it's a concern that the caretaker of the animal should not come to carry in the Rishus HaRabim. U'bishabes e efshar l'kashra lo, mifnei shetzarech lihiskarev elav v'lismach alav. On Shabbos, one may not tie the mardas to the animal, because he would need to bring the animal close to him, and to put his weight on the animal, and that's something which is always forbidden. However, when the donkey is in the courtyard, mutar loses olav mardas mipnei hatzina, it is permissible to put a mardas on it because of the cold, ubilvad shelo yetze bo, as long as he is careful not to go out with it. Meaning, if the animal starts walking, be careful not to follow it while holding the mardas, and thereby carrying into a Rishus HaRabim or a Carmelis. Avo al hasus lo yitain mardas klau, but on Shabbos one may not put the mardas on a horse at all. Im lo kishe hakor godo, unless it is extremely cold, shemazik gam lesus, because in this case it is even damaging to the horse. V'chein bimos hachama, similarly, during the summer time, shazvuvim rabim, when there are many flies, umitzarem oso, and they distress the animal, mutar lases olav mardas, one is allowed to put the mardas onto a horse, ubilvachi he nizar, as long as he's careful, shlo yismach atzmai al habehema bishas hakisoy, that he does not put his weight onto the animal while he is covering it. Ulahasir mardas b'Shabbos, and regarding removing a mardas on Shabbos, bein min hachamar, bein min hasus, asur, it is forbidden to remove it from any animal, whether the donkey or the horse, kevan de les leitzar, since the animal is not suffering, lo yisirenu, there would be no heter to remove it. Of course, if the animal would be suffering, so then we would be justified in removing it. Halakha Dalid deals with an animal that has a bell around its neck. We are concerned that an animal wearing a bell would be assumed to be going out to the marketplace to be sold. In order to prevent this maris ayin, we forbid an animal to go out with a bell. Halacha dalet, asura lotzeis bizug, it is forbidden for the animal to go out with a bell, afapishu pakuk ve'eno mikashkesh, even though it is stuffed up, you put some soft material there so that the bell cannot ring, it's still forbidden. Va'afilo be'ir shehi misu kenes be'erovin, even in a city that has an erev set up there, asur shetetzebo, it is forbidden for the animal to go out, because the issue here is not carrying, it's not hotzah, but rather the concern is, will people think that the animal is being taken to the market? Rak bechotzer mutar sheyela, only in a private courtyard is it permissible for the animal to be wearing a bell. V'im eino pakuk umikashkesh, and if it is not stuffed up and the bell is indeed ringing, afilu bechotzer asur liyoseler, even in a private courtyard, it would be forbidden for the animal to be wearing such a bell. Halacha Hey deals with walking an animal on Shabbos while holding the leash. Now, although the context here is discussing a horse, the same thing would apply to walking a dog or any other animal. The general principle is that there is no concern of hotzah while holding the leash, because the leash is necessary for the protection of the animal. It's almost as if it's a garment of a person which is subordinate to the person. The leash also is subordinate to the animal. However, there's some qualifications to allow a person to walk an animal with a leash on Shabbos. So he says, Mutar laholach es asus bechevel sheberesen. It is permissible to walk a horse with the leash that is attached to the resen. Ubilvad sheyochas bikzei hachevel, as long as he's holding on to the end of the leash, shelo yetze miyodo tefach, so that there is not a tefach hanging down from the end of the leash after the part that he's holding. And the second qualification is, v'gam lo yagia hachevel sheben yodo lebehema atefach hasomach la'aretz. The leash must not hang down between him and the animal to a height of within a tefach of the ground. In other words, there can't be too much slack on the leash. It has to be somewhat taut. V'machevel aroch haber. Let's say it's a very long leash. So now it's not practical. How can you make sure that it doesn't go into the ground? Yichrocho atzavar hasus. So it should be wrapped around the neck of the animal. And this way it will not be hanging down onto the ground. Because if it hangs down either onto the ground or within a tefach of the ground, it's as if there's not a close enough association between the person and the animal, and therefore it would be as if he is carrying the leash. Halacha Vav addresses another concern of Maris Ayin, where we're concerned that it looks like a person is taking animals out to the market to be sold. And that is, if you have multiple animals that are tied up one to the other, and a person just leads one and then all the animals follow, that would be a typical manner in which one would bring animals to the market to be sold. And therefore, even if that is not his intent, he may not go out that way on Shabbos. So it says, Shtei behemas o yoser, if there's two or more animals, shein kishuras zu bezu, that they are tied one to the other, for hu tofes biyodo afsar achad, and he is holding in his hand a single leash, for kula nimshachos zu achazu, and all of them are being drawn one after the other, asur lasus kein b'shabbos afilo be'ir hamisukenes be'erovin. It is forbidden to do this on Shabbos, even in a city that has an Erev set up. Aval mutar litvos kama apsarei behemas biyado. But if he has multiple ropes of the which connect to the animals in his hand, that would be permissible for him to do. L'holichon kederach shenisbar besif shelifneizem, if he is taking the animals out in the manner that is described in the previous sif, which meant that, number one, to make sure that he is holding the edge of each leash, that the ropes are not hanging down a tefach from beyond his hand, and that the rope that's in between the person and the animals does not go within a tefach of the ground. Halacha Zayin is discussing animals going out with strings tied around them. He says, Ein hatarnigolin yotzin bechutin shekoshin behem lesimon. Chickens may not go out with strings that are attached to them for identification purposes. O shelo yishbaru kelim, or strings that attach their legs to prevent them from jumping around and damaging utensils. Aval imkoshin raglehem shlo yuchlo livroach, but if they tie the feet of the animal so that they cannot run away, v'chein susim harolim basadem. The same thing is true of horses that are pasturing in the field. V'koshrin shtei yedein yachad, and they tie the two forelegs together, shlo yuchlo livroach, so that the animal can't run, mutar, that is permissible, because that's being done for the sake of the animal, ubavad shlo yikshar okud orogul. So now he explains, okud, hainu shekosha yad im regel. It means tying the foreleg with the hind leg. Virogul, hainu shekosha achas miraglav klape mala. It is referring to tying one of its legs folded upward, shlo telech rak al shlosha, in a way that the animal is only going out on three legs, shezel afilo bechol asur mishum tzar balechayim, because this is forbidden even on a weekday because of the affliction to the animal, or the more so on Shabbos, when it would also be considered a masoy, a load for the animal, because it's not serving the animal's purposes. The next three halachas deal with halacha that is being done with an animal by the hand of a non-Jew. Halacha Ches says, Mi sheyesh lo mishores goy, someone who has a non-Jewish worker, v'rochev al habehema b'Shabbos, and the non-Jew rides on the animal that belongs to the Jew on Shabbos, kishemolicha lahashkosa, when he takes the animal to drink, ein atzorach lemono, the Jew does not need to restrain the non-Jew from doing so, ki issa hara kiva b'Shabbos eina mishamasa behema, because the prohibition against riding an animal on Shabbos is not an issue that the animal is carrying, because ki achai noseis atzma, because the rule is that a living creature is carrying itself, so therefore the animal is not really carrying the person is carrying himself. Ve'ena osa rak min rabbanon, it is only forbidden rabbinically to carry a living person. Ubebehema lo gozru, and this decree was never made with an animal, meaning they never forbade an animal from carrying a person on Shabbos. Elo ha'issahu al ha'adam, but rather the prohibition of riding an animal is on the person, Shehai Yisrael also lerkov b'Shabbos, that a Jewish person is forbidden to ride an animal on Shabbos, v'hagoy les lon bo, and for a non-Jew there's no problem at all. V'afilo hu nosein ukof obeged lerkov olav, even if he places a saddle or a garment to ride in it, heim b'telem legabe harochev, then they would be subordinate to the rider, just like his clothing is subordinate to him. Rak shardava lo yuniach al behema, but other things he should not put in the animal, because we don't want the animal carrying in a rishus harabim on Shabbos. Halacha tes. Mutar lomar legoy lachalov habehemas b'Shabbos, it is permissible to instruct a non-Jew to milk the animals on Shabbos, mishum tsar balichayim, because of the pain to living creatures, ki hachalov mitzara, because the milk causes the animal distress, v'hachalov osur bo bayom afilo betilto, and during the day of Shabbos, the milk is forbidden even to be moved. It's muktzah. Ela hagoy ya'amidenu b'mokam ha'mishtamer, but the non-Jew is allowed to put the milk in a safe place. V'chein mutar loma legoy lahavros ho'avozos pamachas b'yom mishum tzar balechayim. A similar halacha is that it is permissible to tell a non-Jew to feed the geese once a day, we're talking about force-feeding them, which is something that is prohibited for Jews to do on Shabbos. The reason is because otherwise it would be afflicting the geese that because they would no longer be able to eat on their own. Mishum tzar balachayim, it would be causing them distress. So the general halacha is that it is permissible to ask a non-Jew to do something which is forbidden for a Jew to do on Shabbos in a situation where it causes or would otherwise result in tzar balachayim, would be distress to a living creature. Halacha Yud deals with the animal of a Jew that is in the hands of a non-Jew. So, as long as the animal is owned by a Jew, the animal is supposed to be resting on Shabbos. It's not supposed to be doing malacha. Even if a non-Jew is borrowing it or renting it. So, consequently, a Jew should not lend or rent out his animal to a guy over the course of Shabbos, because he knows that the non-Jew will be doing malacha with it. So the Kitzur tells us, Asur lahashil o lahaskir behemtoy lagoy, it is always forbidden to lend out or to rent out his animal to a non-Jew, ela bitnai, unless he stipulates, sheyachzira lo kodem Shabbos, that the animal must be returned to the Jewish owner before Shabbos. V'im era shelo echzira, and if it occurs that for whatever reason the animal was not returned before Shabbos, so now the Jew has a problem. So what should he do? Yafkira ha-Yisrael kodem ha-Shabbos. Before Shabbos, the Jew should declare the animal ownerless. He should relinquish his ownership over it. Afilo beino levein atzmo. Even if he only does it among himself, there's no one else around, it's still considered acceptable. In other words, lechachila, the way to declare something ownerless has to be in front of three adults. But over here, if he's stuck, it's sufficient even if there's no one else around. Kidei lihinotzo me'iser, in order to save himself from violation of having his animals do malacha on Shabbos. Avol lechachila aser lahashu o lahaskir asmach zeh, but initially, it is forbidden for a person to lend out or to rent out his animal to a non-Jew with this intent in mind that he's planning to mafker it just privately when no one is going to know about it. Because according to many poskim, this form of hefker is not legitimate.